Just about every time you turn on the TV this fall on Saturday and Sunday, you'll see a football game. 11 players on both sides of the line of scrimmage. Pretty normal, right? Well, for two schools in Marion County, 11-man football is not the norm. It's actually 8-man. Twin Cedars and Melcher Dallas are among 57 other schools in Iowa and among thousands in 24 states that play 8-man football. Melcher Dallas Athletic Director Jim Crozier, who was the head football coach for the Saints when they made the transition to 8-man in 2000, says at first it was a difficult sell.
Community was not completely for it. You know, they thought when we're going from 11-man to 8-man that it's just not quite football like they know it. So we had a little transition period that people weren't happy about it. Had a little meeting. We did it. We went anyway. We knew that most of the teams around here were going to, so we decided to. The year after we got done playing, I had many community members come up and tell us that was probably the best thing we ever did for our program.
Current Twin Cedars coach Aaron Allspaw played high school football at CMB, an 11-man program, and then played collegiately at William Penn in Oskaloosa. He says there was an adjustment period when he started at Twin Cedars as an assistant coach, but at its core, it's still the basics of blocking and tackling.
When I started here, it was definitely an adjustment. I was just an assistant coach, I was kind of fortunate to kind of learn the game under Coach Matt Jones. But it definitely was different, but in some ways it's very similar. You know, you just have a couple less linemen and some formations. But the game is, you know, it's still blocking and tackling, you know, kind of at its finest. You know, the one thing in 8-man football that you see definitely different is if there's not a lot of zone coverage defensively. You know, it's a lot of man on man. So, you know, if you break away, if you break a couple tackles, then you usually see some touchdowns, and it's more high scoring.
Former Twin Cedar standout and current freshman at Central College, Brent Parker, who was a 3-year starter for the Sabres, says that quarterbacking at the 11-man level is a lot more complicated than the rather straightforward task in 8-man.
There's no safeties in 8-man usually. If a team does, it's not very often you see that. So it's a lot of man-to-man coverage, a lot of pre-snap reads. You got to know your best guy against their worst D-back is basically what you're going up against, and you need to make your progressions from there. Usually in 8-man, if a guy's beating them, you throw it. Like, it's just how it goes. Here 11-man, you got to know, hey, there's a safety coming over top, so it's a little rougher. But Coach Myeri and Coach Mack have been helping me through the situation the whole time, so it's been great.
His coach, Jeff McMartin, agrees. He says that when student athletes look to make the transition from 8-man to 11-man at the next level, it matters what position they play.
There are some positions, especially on defense, that it can be somewhat of an advantage in a sense of you got to make a lot more open field tackles. You got to be athletic. You got to really move around, get off of blocks, and still cover a lot of space. I do think that it gets to be a little bit more of a challenge when you're a quarterback just because the plays are a little bit different, the reads are a little bit different, and the size of the area that you're operating with and who you're operating with changes.
The field is different from an 11-man setup. Crozier tells us changing the dimensions at Melcher Dallas was a lot easier than they envisioned.
It wasn't really too bad. It was, you know, it's 53 and a third yards for 11-man. We changed ours to 40 yards. So one thing is it gave us a lot of room on the sidelines away from the track. Moving the goalposts were not as difficult as we thought either. We pulled them out of the ground with a loader. They were not cemented in, so that was easy. We just pulled them straight out of the ground, and then we moved them up and made our 80-yard field.
Osball says it's all about exploiting mismatches against the defense.
There's definitely some times where you think that you can have the big play, especially, like I said, there's a lot of one-on-one coverage. So, you know, if you think you have a mismatch, just like in regular football or in 11-man football as well, but you try to exploit your mismatches, and, you know, with three less guys on the field, it's a little easier to try to find those mismatches as well.
The current 8-man players at Twin Cedars and Melcher Dallas were toddlers when the schools made the transition. Sabres player Spencer McCarty says 8-man football provides a chance to play both offense and defense.
One of the biggest differences is just that you'll see guys playing both sides of the ball in 8-man football just because there's not the numbers that there are in 11-man. 11-man, you might have 50 kids out on team, where 8-man, you're lucky to have like 20, 25, maybe 30 at the most.
Melcher Dallas player Elijah Williams says the faster paced and more scoring is what he likes about 8-man football.
I feel like it's kind of simple, but there's a lot more space on the field, like to do a lot of more longer plays or sweeps, and also scores happen a lot faster. Like, we can be down 30 to 60 or whatever, and then like in a quarter, we're back up winning. It's just that quick, fast-paced kind of thing that I like about 8-man.
McMartin recruits kids who are athletic and can flat-out play football. And 8-man players are just like the 11-man players.
All of our new players are coming in and having to learn a new system, learn new terminology, work with new coaches, and have new teammates. And so it's transition for everybody. The minute you walk on that field, you're a Central College football player, and that's really what we kind of focus on.
And Parker has some advice for current players at the 8-man schools who have a dream of one day playing collegiate football.
Maybe start a little earlier looking at 11-man, maybe understand the game a little better. Go to camps for sure. I know it's hard in Iowa if you play baseball to go to camps, but you got to do it if you can. Get out there and get exposure to it as much as possible.
So when you flip on the TV this weekend and watch your favorite college or professional team, remember a couple of those players may have played with three less teammates on their side of the ball in high school. For Football Friday Nights, I'm Derek Cardwell.